they're not alone. There are so many people going through it, going through the challenges and the stress and the anxiety. And that's the thing. Don't hold it in. Don't be alone. Find that person that you trust. Find that group where you can be authentic and real and share it, because you're not alone. And once you find out that you're not alone, then it makes it so much more empowering that you can get through it and be successful.
Welcome to Freedom Slay Podcast, where fempreneurs, side hustlers, and entrepreneurs come to fast track their success. If you're a millennial girl boss, listen, hit that subscribe button so you don't miss out on any of the goods, because every week you're going to get the tools that you need to slay your business goals to create a life of time and financial freedom. I'm Gennette Jones, your host and Freedom Slayer in charge here. Let's begin. Welcome or welcome back to the Freedom Slay podcast. Today's guest is Midori Verity, and he's the CEO of Fuel to Fire, which is an accountability group for entrepreneurs. And I think you're really going to enjoy this episode because it's all about limiting beliefs and fixing our mindsets and really replacing the thoughts that may be halting your growth and stopping you from achieving those really big goals that you have. So Midori has been an entrepreneur for almost 3 decades and has worked with every kind of business, from startups to major Silicon Valley corporations. He owns several businesses and knows what it takes to start, grow, and rapidly scale a business with ease, and particularly helping to assist those to create a success mindset, replacing, like I said, those limiting beliefs and creating an empowered inner dialogue. And she shares tons of examples in this episode. So I think you're really going to love her approach to it and just the tangible steps that you can use to fix yours. So let's dive right in. Hello, Midori. How are you?
I am doing fabulous. I'm happy to be here.
So excited to have you on. And I shared a bit about who you are and what it is that you do in the intro of the episode, but can you just share a bit about how you got started with this?
Yeah. So Fuel the Fire actually came about during the pandemic. And the reason why is what I saw, at least where we are, all of a sudden people were doing okay. And then overnight businesses changed, right? The pandemic, we got shut down. And people started freaking out. Entrepreneurs started freaking out. And what I realized is I've been a business owner for over 25 years. So I've gone through all those bumps, bruises, recessions, you name it. I've gone through those. I'm just used to it now. And so I started thinking about what can I do at this point, because our main business also had dried up. We were in the event business. And so it's like, what can I do now to help more entrepreneurs get through this and get through it successfully? And that's what led me to the inspiration behind Fuel the Fire, is that I saw an opportunity to help all these entrepreneurs who are struggling and kind of frozen, quite frankly, and give them the tools to persevere and create what they really wanted to do for their next chapter as they got through the pandemic.
And you said you were in the event business. What event business do you have, or did you have back then?
Yeah, we actually still have it. We made it through the pandemic. We're here in Northern California. So we service Silicon Valley, and we do huge events and small events, but our main clients are Silicon Valley. So imagine how that was hit when everything got shut down and people were working from home instead of doing events and hosting, you know, team building events. That was the first, oh my gosh, things are really changing. And what are we going to do now? And then I started seeing it hit so many other entrepreneurs.
And what were some of those thoughts that you were thinking when it did happen and you did see things start to dry up? Because I know that what you do, one of the main things you do is assist people with their limiting beliefs, entrepreneurs, especially with their limiting beliefs. What were some of those beliefs that, maybe not limiting beliefs, but some of the doubts that were creeping up around that time?
Yeah. You know, for me, again, I've been through this so many times. You know, whether it's a pandemic, whether it's a recession, whether it's client losing big fat clients, whatever it is, I've been through it. And I've had a ton of years of working on mindset. So the limiting beliefs that I used to have are no longer there. Or if I do see them creep up, I'm hyper aware of them. So I'm able to deal with them. So that's the big shift. Mm-hmm. But what I see and what I saw with a lot of clients during that pandemic was a sense of, oh my gosh, we are going to fail now. We have no other options. What are we going to do? Other things that I see often with, whether it's an entrepreneur or just a leader, is a fear of making a mistake. So they stay frozen. They procrastinate. There's a lot, especially with women, I see imposter syndrome very often. And then also scarcity issues where they feel like they don't have enough of, whether it's their mindset, whether it's financial, whether it's education, whatever it is, there's some type of limiting belief behind abundance or a lack of it. I'll give you a tangible example of this. I have a client, she's here in Napa Valley, and to the outsider, she would seem extremely successful. She runs a successful winery. She also is a sales manager for a company that produces wine. So you can go there and they can white label it for you. It's a big company, but she's the sales director for them and she's done extremely well. However, before that, she had owned restaurants and also been involved with some other businesses and actually went bankrupt. And so she has carried that into where she is now. She feels like the company that she's working for as a sales director, they hired her just because they knew her and maybe they felt sorry for her. She's coming up with all these ideas of why she doesn't belong there. So that's what we were dealing with when she came to me. And so what we did was we dealt with the mindset. So the first thing is awareness, becoming hyper aware of what are those things that you're saying about yourself and addressing them. Because once you can see them and they're tangible, then you can come up with a plan of how you're going to deal with it. So we went through that. The other thing that we did with her name is, well, I don't want to say her name, but we'll call her my Napa Valley client. We gave her this, what we call the Summit Goal Mapping Framework. And what that is, it's a way to create these big goals, but then chunk them down into bite-sized steps. And what it does, especially for someone who has some limiting beliefs or they're all over the place with different ideas of what they need to do or they're chasing shiny objects, is it gets them laser focused and it helps them create small wins. And that's what she needed. She needed to have these small wins so that she could build up her confidence and also start stomping out the imposter syndrome. So having the mindset exercises along with this tangible action plan of building your Summit goal mapping system, that together was like this 1-2 punch that helped her build up her confidence and take steps, even when she didn't believe that she could be successful, but take the steps to start seeing wins. And what has happened is one of her big fat goals that she had in her Summit system was to land a client that was worth $1 million, that would brought $1 million in revenue to the company. And in fact, what she did was she landed a $2.5 million client. So she had a big fat win there. Her confidence, when you talk to her now, there's such a shift in the way that she presents herself. There's such a shift in the way that she carries herself. And all it was becoming aware and giving her small wins that she could see and keeping her focused on achieving those goals. So we cut out the noise of everything else. And it really is that simple.
I love that. And I'm going to go back a bit because you had a lot of really great things in that whole story. At the beginning, you were saying things that you see your clients do as a result of having the limiting beliefs of things like procrastinate and stay frozen and not make progress. And I'm glad you mentioned that because so many may not be able to identify or get to that point of becoming aware of the issue because they can't even recognize that they are in that cycle, you know? So I'm glad you brought that up. And would you say then, because I know you help to teach your entrepreneurs like how to create a success mindset and to replace limiting dialogue. Is that the two-step punch, like the becoming hyper-aware and addressing it as well as the goal mapping? Or is there something else that you teach them around the inner dialogue, rewording and, you know, changing that?
There's all kinds of things that we work on. You know, as far as mindset goes, there are a lot of different tools, but one that is really easy to use, incredibly impactful, is visualization. So this is in Fuel the Fire. Every Monday, we kick off the week at 8:30 in the morning. We do a manifestation Monday. And all it is a visualization. And so what I have my clients do is think about what is their big summit goal. So in Fuel the Fire, the way that we have that framework, the summit goal mapping framework, is your summit goal is your big, fat, exciting, hairy, audacious goal that you have, right? And it's stretchy. But then we have it chunked down into approach goals, which are your quarterly goals. So those are your smaller steps. And then we go even further to put action steps underneath every approach goal. So that's kind of the framework in a nutshell. So what we do when we're manifesting, so manifest Mondays, is we do a visualization. And so the first step is to think about what is your big, hairy, audacious summit goal that you're going for? And then we go through a whole visualization that helps you see yourself there, that sees yourself living as though you already achieved this goal. You're wearing the clothes that you would wear. You're holding yourself in a different presence. You have a different level of confidence. You are using the tools that you need to get there. You're already embracing all of that. And what it does is it creates a reality in your subconscious. And imagine what can happen. Imagine the shift, Gnetta, is when you can think, okay, I know I'm going to be wildly successful. I'm going to hit this goal. There's no doubt in my mind because I can see it. I can feel it. It's my reality. And that's what manifestation is. But when you get to that point, you're unstoppable because then you know I'm going to hit these goals. I'm going to achieve this life. So all that imposter syndrome, those scarcity issues, the procrastination, the chasing shiny objects disappear because you're so crystal clear and you know where you're going and you want to move faster. So you start taking bigger steps. You start doing more courageous things. You start to do the things that maybe were scary, but now you are so clear that you're going to achieve it, that you are going after it. Does that make sense?
Oh, no, that makes perfect sense. Totally get that. And have you ever encountered anyone then while you're having your sessions and you're about to do your Manifestation Monday with the visualization? Have you had anyone whose belief system is so shattered that they don't even want to or believe they can participate successfully in that? Like, what advice do you have for that person? Someone who may be listening who said, yeah, I tried the manifestation thing before. I've tried visualization. I just can't figure it out. How would they dive deeper to really find out what that problem is to allow them to fully get benefit from the visualization once they're in that mindset where they do believe they can achieve what it is that they see?
Right. Great question. I get a ton of clients that are in self-doubt for whatever reason. They don't have confidence. In fact, I'll give you an example. I have a client that I've been working with. She's been part of Fuel the Fire since we started. So for a year, and then now we've been working one-on-one for almost 6 months now. But when she came in, she was going through a massive life-changing shift. She was going through a divorce and it was unexpected. She has two young kids. And it caught her off guard. Not only that, her now ex-husband did a lot to really kind of break her soul for a while and crush her confidence. So when she came to Fuel the Fire, not only did she not trust herself, she didn't believe anything, and she didn't feel like she deserved success. It was really kind of interesting to watch her. And so when she started seeing success, she'd start sabotaging herself without realizing it. But I recognize it because I've seen it so many times. So fast forward, what we did was we kind of went through these steps. It really isn't that difficult, but it's taking having a system in place. And number two, being extremely consistent. And so what we did was we created that awareness. What are you saying to yourself? What are the issues that keep on arising? What's the cycle that you are in? And we actually wrote it out. And then we did a number of different things to help her with her mindset. So visualization was one. I took her through a lot of visualizations. And what we did was we made her listen, or we had her listen every morning to the visualization and every night, last thing. And the reason why is because when you do it at those times of day, your brain is in an alpha state. So you're more susceptible to believing what it is. It's kind of like almost that dream state. And so there's a lot of science behind that, but that's what we did. And the more that you listen to it, the more that's going to become true. So even though she was super doubtful in the beginning, we stuck with it, right? So it's that consistency. And then we did other things to help her create those beliefs along with having that goal mapping system. So she had small wins along the way that built up that confidence. And every time she had that, we reminded her, okay, put that win in your pocket. Remember this win. And I want you to bring it out. And we had a reminder quite a bit because her belief system was so strong of the negative thoughts. And so it takes a while to get there, but you have to be consistent. You have to have a support system that keeps reminding you of this. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we did, is we just kept on reminding her. Fast forward, she now has a business that is in alignment with her, that she loves, that she is super fired up with. So we took things that gave her a positive spin on it. So she was excited every day about what she was creating because it was in alignment with her passions. It was alignment with her core values, and it was in alignment with her zone of genius. And so that's what she has now. So she's fired up every day and she's creating these business that she loves, and she's seeing these small wins. So it's kind of like this pattern, this map, you know, all of this is incorporated into her Summit Goal system. Mm-hmm. And so it's consistent, and she's aware, hyper aware of what she needs to do. And then she just executes.
I'm glad you mentioned consistency, because for those of you who are listening in on the podcast, if that has been the case where you feel like, you know, I've tried visualizing, ask yourself, how often did you do it? Were you consistent with it? Because I find that we as humans often tend to let things go fairly quickly if we think they aren't working. So did you give yourself the benefit of the doubt to continue trying until it worked? Did you give yourself the benefit of the doubt that it will work if you keep going? I really love that you brought that up, especially mentioning the consistency frequently. And you did mention something about a recording. So how long is this? Is it like a meditation? Can someone listening on the podcast like record themselves on a, I don't know, their phone app, the voice note app, and then listen to themselves so they can walk themselves through like a guided meditation? Or is it more so like just questions that they have to ask themselves as they're visualizing?
Yeah, we go through a whole system in Fuel the Fire. So it's not something that I made up, but we go through a whole system, and it's about 10 to 15 minutes. And basically, we have them get in touch with their mindset, right? So they tap into that. So just through breathing and becoming aware of it and just being aware of what they're doing, we have them tap into their heart, which helps them tap into their vagus nerve. And vagus nerve is this part of your system that helps with immunity, but it really helps you kind of feel good about yourself. And we go through a whole exercise on that. And then we also put you into present tense, as though it's already happened. You're living it right now and you're feeling it. And you're going through that visualization of seeing yourself there. And then the next thing that we do is we take away those limiting beliefs. So I do different things where I'll have them become aware of what are those limiting beliefs that are telling you, no, this isn't real. No, I can't do this. No, this, I'm not capable of this. You know, all those things that we have. And I have them like kind of physically in their mind, put it into a ball and have it float away from them. So we do some different things like that. And that's so powerful because then you're addressing those beliefs and then you're watching them go away. Right? And then we bring it back to that visualization of where you are. when you're at the top, where you're feeling that confidence and you're living out your dream. So it's really a whole sequence of things that we do consistently. And as you do it, you get better at it and you get more relaxed. You know what to expect. You allow yourself to go there, and slowly but surely, your subconscious starts kicking in. And what happens is when your subconscious starts kicking in and you start believing it, you actually will start making decisions and choices that are in alignment with that subconscious belief. So once you start seeing it as real, without even really thinking about the decisions that you're making, you will start making decisions that move you forward towards that goal that you want. And mm-hmm. it just starts becoming easier and you start seeing the momentum.
I love that. Like, I'm loving that whole step process. And I also love the stories you've shared along the way as well, because it helps put some realness around the situation itself. Like your client who you mentioned had gone through a divorce and was having the negative thoughts, and how this, along with the other pieces of things, the other pieces you have in your system that helped her get on the other side of that. It's just bringing a lot of actuality to those who are listening on the podcast, because I find many times, you know, people speak on a surface level and they'll say, you know, just think about the good stuff, just replace the bad thought with the good. And they aren't actually given tangible steps that can assist them. So I really appreciate that you're sharing not just the steps that you're using with your customers or your clients, but also sharing what they've gone through and how it has helped people that have gone through difficult situations. So those that are listening may know that they aren't alone. So I really do appreciate you sharing that. Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. And you just said it. They're not alone. There are so many people going through it, going through the challenges and the stress and the anxiety. And that's the thing. Don't hold it in. Don't be alone. Find that person that you trust. Find that group where you can be authentic and real and share it, because you're not alone. And once you find out that you're not alone, then it makes it so much more empowering that you can get through it and be successful.
Mm-hmm. And where can they find you or join this group? What's the best places to find All Things Midori?
Yeah. So what I'd love to do, because I'm now, you know, Fuel the Fire is my heart. This is finally the business. I've had businesses for over 25 years, but this is a business that I love. And we're seeing such great things happening with our clients that I would love to give a tool that I use with all of my clients. And it's a huge part of Fuel the Fire. And it's called the Summit Goal Framework, Goal Mapping Framework. So it's different than a goal setting framework. It's a goal mapping framework. And all they have to do is just go to fueltofiregroups.com/goals, and they can get it there.
I was just typing all of that. So perfect. fueltofiregroups.com/goals. So I was typing that so that I could put it in the show notes once we're finished recording. So that's amazing. Thank you for sharing that with them. And are you on Instagram or Facebook, somewhere where they can find you or join your group?
Yeah. You know, the best place to find me is on LinkedIn, and it's just Midori Verity. And that's where I'm the most active. But yes, I'm also on Instagram and a little bit on Facebook, but Instagram and LinkedIn is the best place to find me. And my handle is always at Midori Verity.
Okay, perfect. Good to know. And are there any books that you recommend that you've listened to, whether it's an audiobook or read, if it's a physical book, that have assisted you or you've recommended to your clients as it relates to like limiting beliefs and mindset?
I'm going to give them a tool that I used when I was first discovering mindset and neuroplasticity. And when it kind of like opened my eyes to, holy cow, we can be in charge of our lives by getting a hold of our brain, and we get to react how we want to react. And all it was this, I met this gentleman named Doug Bench, and I don't remember the name of his book, but if you look up Doug Bench, Neuroplasticity, it's a really simple book. It's an old book. It's blue, but he has all the tools in there to really kind of get you on the path to changing your mindset and understanding the power of our brains.
Absolutely. Love that. I will for sure look for that book so that I can link it below in the show notes. And that's actually one I've never heard of. So I'm definitely going to take a look. And you said Doug Bench, and that's spelled B-E-N-C-H, correct?
Exactly.
Perfect. And one final question I love to ask at the end of every single Freedom Slay podcast, and that is, what does freedom mean to you?
Yeah, freedom to me means being able to create a life where you're in alignment with who you really are. So you're jumping out of bed excited every single day, and that you have the financial freedom to allow you to do what you want to do. So whether that is supporting other organizations, or you have a passion that you want to live in, that's what freedom is creating that life and finding a way to make it real.
Awesome. I love that. Love, love, love that definition that you've created for freedom. Thank you so much, Midori, for hopping on the podcast. I'm sure those that are listening are going to find it super helpful, beneficial, because the reality is a lot of people deal with limiting beliefs on a daily basis. And I think it's going to be super helpful that you not only just, you know, really told them how, or showed them how to identify it, whether that's through their procrastination or thinking they need more education or whatever it is, but you've also given them tangible steps that they can take. So I'm super grateful for you, and I'm sure they are grateful for you as well.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I love sharing this. And we're going through a tough time right now in the world. And the only thing that we can do is control how we react to it. And so I hope that this empowers them to do that.
Love that. Thank you so much again.
Thank you.
And there you have it. That was Midori's advice for really helping you to rework your inner brain, how to really replace those limiting beliefs and create an empowered inner dialogue. That dialogue that's really going to help you to grow and move. We discussed a lot in this episode, so of course it's going to be linked below in the show notes. fueltofiregroups.com/goals is where you can get that free tool she mentioned, which is the Summit Gold Mapping Framework, which is really important, especially if you're dealing with those limiting beliefs and you need something more structured to help you achieve those really big, scary, audacious goals. So if that's something you think would be beneficial, for sure, go to fueltofiregroups.com/goals. Again, I'll put it below in the show notes. And of course, Midori is on LinkedIn and Instagram, as she mentioned, at Midori Verity. And I'll also link to the book she mentioned by Doug Bench called Neuroplasticity. So that's it for now. And we will chat next time. Bye-bye. Okay, I see you, Freedom Slayer. You stayed through to the end, which tells me that you likely enjoyed this episode. Listen, if you haven't already, do your sister a favor by heading on over to the iTunes store to leave a review for the podcast. It'll help others like you find a benefit from it. And look, it also helps with the rankings. #TransparentAF. I appreciate you.